Yes, greetings to you all in Jesus' name. May the joy of serving Jesus Christ be upon your life today. I'd like to read here in Isaiah chapter 60. It says, "Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and the gross darkness in the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and the kings to the brightness of thy rising. Lift up thine eyes round about, and see all they gather themselves together. They come to thee, thy sons shall come from far, and thy daughters shall be nursed at thy side. Then thou shalt see and flow together, and thine heart shall fear and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee, the forces of the Gentiles shall come shall come unto thee." I was just really encouraged with that, with those verses here this morning. I was thinking of what we were talking about on yesterday's devotional about David being David having a different spirit than the rest of the people, and yet when David did that, you know, the rest of the group followed suit, or the rest of the army. It took someone to take a lead, and I think that's what this is talking about here. It's, you know, if someone does arise and shine the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ, then others see it and they're attracted to it and they follow. When David did that to Goliath, it didn't take the rest of the army long to pursue the Philistines with everything, you know, that they had. There was a longing there to destroy the Philistines and to see them destroyed, but there was a lack of courage and a lack of faith that kept it from happening. And when David stepped out and demonstrated that it is possible, then the others followed. And sheep follow. I am reminded of that many a times as we raise sheep here, that sheep do follow. If you have one sheep that comes out, there's usually others that will follow it. And, you know, most times if you're looting sheep or if you're trying to get them to go somewhere, you just get one to go and then the others just follow. It's just so easy. Once you have one to go, the others follow. So that's how Jesus often referred to his children as sheep. And I believe that it's important for us as Christians to be leaders in the area of faith and righteousness. Because it is inevitable that others will follow, as long as it's the will of God and not just something that we are doing for our own glory or to bring attention to ourselves. I don't think David doing that to Goliath was just to bring attention to himself. I don't think he had premeditated and you know, thought, well, if I do this and then I'll be a popular person and I'll really, you know, be in charge here and I'll have a lot of fame. I don't think he was even there in his heart and mind. I think he was just passionate about God's victories, God being glorified. And there's a way to be pure in heart in those things that brings a beautiful light, a beautiful testimony, and a glorious encouragement to the church. If we... you know, if we step out in faith and do courageous and bold things like that. Our main enemy in that is the fear of man. And the fear of man can spread almost like a little bit like a like an attitude can, or you know, we tend to sort of judge our confidence by the confidence of those around us or by our peers. And what I mean by peers is those that we tend to call our brothers and sisters and those that walk close to the way that we walk and appreciate. And I do believe there should be an appreciation for each other and a sense of unity and commitment and loyalty one to another. But at the same time, in situations, there's what I would like to point out is there's a lot of God's principles who are not being practiced regularly or have somewhat fallen by the wayside or are weakened, maybe. Want to say that they're completely no longer in operation. But God has many interesting facets in his kingdom and in the body of Christ, the same as our own bodies are made up of a lot of different members. There's a lot of gifts in God's body. And sometimes the main reason that maybe God is in the quiet of our personal life with him, in the quiet of our prayer closet, is we are sensing that God is telling us to do a certain thing, this and that, and we refrain from doing it because of maybe because no one else is doing it, or because we are afraid of what people will think. And so the main thing in a time like that is, you know, it's one thing to just recklessly do it and not know for sure if it's God's will, but it's another thing to just say, because no one else is doing it, I won't do it. I think that David, the attitude that David had is he would read the scripture in his own way. What I mean by that is he would figure out if it's God's will. And in that case, with Goliath, he concluded that it was God's will. And I think it's obvious to all of us that read that story that it was God's will. So it's clear there, and that's what gave him the faith and the courage to move forward. And I think that's the number one thing that we need to discern in our lives when we are facing something that we feel a nudging or we feel a prompting to do, and yet we're holding off because it's not really the norm or it's not really all that popular or all that common in the maybe in the setting that we are find ourselves in. I believe that if we seek the Lord and get serious about it and just lay it before the Lord, and if we do have that confirmation, then to move ahead with it. And the other thing I'd like to put in here, too, is that it is okay, like in David's case, he didn't just blindly go. He persisted with his brothers, so to speak. He persisted with the question, and even though it was negative at first, he persisted, and it finally did reach Saul's ears. You know, if you read that story, David persisted with his motive and with his plan, and he just got scoffed at. You know, he was like, a lot of the people were just saying, well, I think his brothers were saying something about him just having pride and him just wanting to be someone and telling him to go back and take care of his sheep. And it does actually say that then David turned to someone else and asked the same question, you know, why is this happening? Why is Goliath doing this when God is on our side? Then he got the same answer. He just did this on and on. Same question, same answer. But he didn't get discouraged. He just persisted. And then finally it reached the ears of Saul, and Saul called for him. And then when David did the same to him, you know, he asked, why is this happening? And Saul just, I'm not sure what his answer was, but finally Saul asked him to go. So it's not like we disregard our brothers and sisters. When I was talking about the fear of man and how that brings a snare, how that we don't, oftentimes don't do something because our brothers and sisters aren't doing it. It's not like we just plow over our brothers and sisters. But if we can take the example of David, if it starts out with a passion and we talk about it and talk about it and talk about it, you know, it's one way to instill conviction in the rest of the body. And to, you know, as long as we're not being contentious. So there does seem to be some fine lines there, but I guess my encouragement with this devotional this morning is for us to look at that picture of David in today's age and to bring revival to the neglected parts of God's body, to bring revival to those, you know, to slay the giants, the ones who have long oppressed and held certain parts of God's kingdom in darkness and in oppression. But to be courageous men like Josh and Caleb, and to bring revival to some of those neglected areas. And I believe that God will be glorified regardless. But I'm often amazed how much the scripture has to say about God, you know, hearing from heaven, and how God will heal our land. And it has a lot to do with following his ways. And I believe that there is a lot that God would like to do in our lives, in your lives, and in all of us as we walk with him. I believe that God would want to do glorious things through his children, and he is, but I also believe that he wants to do more. So be encouraged and press on and seek his will. And if there's something burning in your heart that you would like to see in God's kingdom, that you know is God's will and it's just not happening, be encouraged to press on and to press into that like David did until there's victory, until the victory song can be sung. So may the Lord's peace and grace be upon you.